Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to another episode of Failure's Knowledge podcast. If this is your first time here, today we're going to talk about creating your podcast advantage. And when I got into business a year and two ago, like a lot of people often say, hey, what's your competitive advantage? They ask, what is your competitive advantage? What makes you different? What makes you unique? What makes you different from others? And I was confused on the question because I'm like, how are you supposed to answer your competitive advantage? And then as I'm in school for business, I start to learn about the SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis are strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Well, how do you apply that to your small business, to your small podcast, to actually have the advantage for other podcasters or to be different, to be honest? So in this video, we're going to be talking in this podcast, in this video, in this live stream, we're going to be talking about how to create your competitive advantage in the podcasting space, in the podcasting industry. And so more importantly, it's so important to understand that you can be different. It's okay to be different. And this is where your competitive advantage is created from. So let me go ahead and get my notes out. Make sure you got your pen. Make sure you got your notebook. Because today we're talking about how to create your podcast competitive advantage in the podcasting space so others can learn more about what you offer, what makes you different, and the value that you are able to bring towards others. So get your pen out, get your paper out. I'm writing this down. Alrighty, so here's what we're going to talk about today. Alright, so, let me go ahead and share my screen. There we go. There we go. God, dog. Gotta do it again. God, dog, man. Can't even spell. All right, here we go. Alright, so first thing first, one thing that I discovered while really getting and becoming more clear for the podcast business I'm looking to grow, that I'm looking to develop, that I am growing, is that there are over 5 million different podcasts. According to Buzzsprout, there's over 5 million different podcasts. And with 5 million different podcasts, there are a lot of conversations. There are a lot of talking going on. There's a lot of communication. Nonetheless, how do you stand out from the 5 million? What I've learned while podcasting a half a decade is that, yes, there are a lot of podcasters. There's a lot of people who are podcasting. In fact, there are new people who come into the market every single day. However, just because there are new podcasters, there are old podcasters, there are established podcasters, that doesn't mean that you cannot create an advantage for yourself. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when you identify your competitive advantage,
advantage, then you stick out from others. And as you are sticking out from others, you are different from others. And what I recognized is that it wasn't the fact that I was different from others. I just had to understand what I was doing, who I was communicating with, and the type of business that I was looking to grow. There are a lot of podcasters. Yes, there are a lot. But your podcast is even more unique because it's coming from you. I remember I was in my financial class. I was learning about finances and how to read a financial report. And I asked my professor, I said, well, I don't know how we got on the topic, but we got on the topic. I said, well, you know that saying where you have to identify your competitive advantage? And he was like, yeah. I said, how do you identify your competitive advantage? He was like, when people come and talk to me, when people come work with me, they are working with me. And at the time, I'm like, well, that doesn't necessarily, they don't answer my question. The question, like, I don't understand. How, okay, they working with you, but why is that a competitive advantage? And he proceeded to communicate and explain that many times while being in business or having your own practice or being a professor, there are so many different people who are like you, yet in the same level of understanding, there's no one like you. And until you own your own somebody, and shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the video, What's Your Life's Blueprint, he said you have to become your own somebody-ness. You have to believe in you. You have to stand in what you're believing in. You have to discover yourself. As you are discovering yourself, you start to communicate in a way where others are willing to work with you. But then I'm like, well, how can you grow a business when people are working with you? It didn't register to me that I kind of just answered my question. When people know you, when people like you, when people trust the information that you're delivering, they start to work with you. Your competitive advantage is that you're teaching and you're delivering and you're communicating in a way that's meant to connect with the right audience. Everyone is not your audience, but there is someone who is your audience. Shout out to ActionZone. ActionZone is the veteran nonprofit program who helps transitioning service members, veterans, and first responders get into business and turn their ideas into a business. I went through the program. And when I went through the program, my biggest thing was like, at the time, it was social media marketing. And social media marketing is great. Social media marketing is amazing. In fact, what we're doing right now is social media marketing. And so I'm going through the class and I was like, well, anyone, and they asked the question that was like, who is your audience? That's the question. Who is your audience? Who is your audience? And let me bracket that. Who is your audience? Now I'm like, well, good question. I'm like, I think everyone who has a business is my audience because everyone needs to be on social media. And then that was like, Terrell, well, that's a good idea. I agree. Everyone needs to be on social media. But just because everyone needs to be on social media doesn't mean that they are your customers. And I was confused. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm thinking like I thought through it. Shout out to ActionZone. This is why I always bring them up. If you're trying to serve everyone, you're serving no one. And it was confusing. So I'm like, what do you mean? Like you got a lot of people in the group. Let's just say you got five people in this group. Four, five. Let's put them as group one. Group number one. And in this group, you have artists. Artists, A-R-T-I-S-T. You have an artist. You have a musician. I-A-N. God, dog. Musician. Musician. You have a podcaster. You have a film director. and you have a content creator. Okay, this group one has 5 different people in it. And just because it has 5 different people in it and they're in the similar field, which is artists. An artist could be someone who paints, a musician, someone who create music, a podcaster, someone who podcasting, a film director, someone who create movies, and a content creator, someone who produces content for social media. They all have their own space. Okay, hold on. They all have their own space. They all have their own community. They all have their own language. It's not the fact that the language is different. It's more so that you don't understand the person that you're speaking with. If you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no one because you don't understand the language. I don't understand everyone's language because I'm not in everything. Nonetheless, when I start to understand a specific audience, a specific mirror of my audience, I start to learn their language. I start to learn their troubles. I start to learn like the problems that they are facing. My audience are podcasters who are struggling to stand out from the crowd. How do I know that? Because there are a lot of podcasters. I'm a podcaster. I create podcasts. I produce podcasts. Even though I have a book, even though I have a documentary, I'm the one that's creating a podcast. It's not the fact that I can communicate in different languages. It's more so identifying the space that I am in. In order for me to recognize that I can only serve this podcaster in the beginning, I have to speak the language of a podcaster. And when I do this, check this out. Oh, you didn't even see that. Hello. When I do that, when I speak the language, check this out. When I speak the language, let's bring it down right there. My competitive advantage. Oh, God, dog. My spelling is off today. My competitive advantage has been establish. And when I started to notice that, it was like, oh, it's not the fact that you're trying to serve everyone. It's just that you can't speak everyone's language. I give you a prime example. This past weekend, or last week, I'm sorry, last week, I had spoke at a high school. And the week before that, I had spoken at a leadership conference. And the language that I was using at the conference was completely different than the high school. Excuse me. What I recognized during that time is that I had to understand the language behind my audience. When I understand the language of my audience starts to hear me more because it's like I'm speaking to them. So for you to create your competitive advantage, you have to speak the language of the customer that you're looking to serve. Over the last couple of years, a year or so, I've been trying to build a podcast business. And the process is overwhelming. I cannot lie. It's overwhelming because I'm literally starting from ground zero. But am I really starting from ground zero? Yes, I am, because I don't have prior experience of having a business, growing a business, and or even making a lot of money from a business. On the contrary, I'm gaining the experience. I'm gaining the lessons. I'm getting coach. I'm getting, I have mentors. There's so many different things that a person does not know. When they start to learn the information, the competitive advantage starts to be built even more. You can only strengthen your advantage when you learn the language of your customer. Your audience are watching you, but if you don't speak their language, they're going to go past you. I want to speak to entrepreneurs. I want to speak to leaders. I want to speak to podcasters. Because my lane, my audience, are people who are looking to create. Not just create anything because I'm not an artist. I'm not a musician. But what if you create and produce a podcast that can not only reach your ideal customers, not reach your ideal audience, but really position you as the leader? You see, podcasting position you as a leader. 90% of people who start podcasts and stop because they don't understand who they are serving. In addition to that, to get to the 10%, you just have to get to 20 episodes. To be a part of 1%, you just have to do more than 20. And it's crazy that those stats are there. And I think either Buzzsprout said that or Podcast or something like that. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I have to learn what my weaknesses are. And that's what the next point I want to hit on, is that I have to learn what my weaknesses are. Hold on. Oh, I didn't even do this one. Hold on. Let me do this one real quick. I have to learn what my weaknesses are. Let me write this down. Hello. Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn the page. And there we go. Rights reserved. Okay, so next point I want to hit on is that you have to identify your weakness. And in the SWOT analysis, it's called SWOT. I learned this while attending Kaiser University. And it's called strengths. Jesus Christ, I cannot spell today. It's called strengths. First one is strengths. And I think I was spelling right. Yeah. Weakness. Opportunity. And threats. And we only gonna cover the first three. So for your competitive advantage, you have to identify your strength. And then as you identify your strength, your weakness come right after that. What is your weakness? Your weakness, I guess my weakness, is that I'm a small podcast. I'm a one-man team for now. And I don't have as much funding as the big podcasters who are in the 1%, who's making money from it, who understand the business, and who communicate with their audience. Nonetheless, just because I don't have all the themes, all the funding, all the resources that the big podcasters have, that doesn't mean that I can't get there. That doesn't mean that I can't work towards that. That doesn't mean that I can't eventually get to that point. But for now, my weakness is lack of resources. Let me know in the comments if you know what your weaknesses are when it comes to growing your podcast business. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. See, the reason why I say resources, because money isn't the only thing that I'm lacking. When I start to build a team and work with other people and start connecting with others, I will start to see a shift. I will start to see a transition because I will be the only one that's doing everything. In addition to that, just because I'm the only one now, that doesn't mean I won't eventually grow to a bigger team. The goal is to get to a bigger team. The goal is to have a podcast business. The goal is to really establish myself as the podcast guy. But in order for me to do that, I have to start with where I'm at. I'm committed, I'm dedicated, and I'm determined to make this happen. There's a movie, Think and Grow Rich, that I highly recommend. In fact, it was a book first, and then it got made into a movie, Think and Grow Rich. And in this movie, there was a scene, and his name was Edwin C. Barnes. And he was going to work for Thomas Edison. But the thing with Edwin C. Barnes is that Thomas Edison didn't even know who he was. So in the movie, they displayed that that Edwin C. Barnes, hold on, that Edwin, oh, I turned the one off. That Edwin C. Barnes had change in his hand, and he couldn't get to where he was going. And the scene, he was like, so how much for a ticket to, let's just say, New York? And they said the price. He looked at it. He said, I don't have it. But then when the train started taking off, Edwin C. Barnes started taking off with the train. And see, when he got to the place to meet Thomas Edison, he practiced the introduction. He practiced introducing himself. He practiced confidence. And when he got the opportunity to meet Thomas Edison, he said, I'm Edwin C. Barnes, and I'm your partner. I'm your future partner. You see, in the chapter, it explains that you have to have a burning desire. You have to have a burning desire in order for you to make it happen. When you have a burning desire, I'm going to put it right underneath it. Burning desire. I think desire is like that. Nothing is going to stop you. Nothing is going to get in your way. Nothing will ever stop you from really accomplishing a goal. But for you to have a burning desire, you have to understand you have to be working towards something. As you are working towards something, R-E-S-E-R. Okay. How you do a train? This train. Boom. Let's say this train. Yeah. I'm not an artist, okay? I'm not an artist. So you got your train, right? And for you to get from point, this is point A, to point B, you will have to go through a journey of discovery. You have to go through a journey of discovery. Why? Because if you don't believe that you can do, you won't become in order for you to have. In other words, you have to be willing to focus on the path that you're on. You have to go through the fire. You have to go through the training. You have to go through the lessons. You have to gain the experience. You have to gain the lessons. And as you're gaining the lessons, you're learning how to be more confident. You see, the reason why I brought up Edwin C. Barnes is because Edwin C. Barnes didn't let the lack of money stop him from pursuing his goal. When you have a burning... Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. When you have a burning desire to make it happen, eventually it will happen. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how painful it is. It doesn't matter the failures that you go through. You see, the name of this podcast is called Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Because if you're not willing to fail, if you're not willing to learn, if you're not willing to discover, how do you gain the lesson to understand that you're gaining the knowledge? Knowledge doesn't come by accident. You see, I got all these books behind me and I haven't read all of them. Disclaimer. Nonetheless, I've read a few of them. More than anything, I listen to audiobooks now. I listen to books, I gain the information, I gain the knowledge, but if I never pick it up to listen to it and or read the page, I wouldn't understand what's in that book, what's in the knowledge. You see, the biggest downfall is having access. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I would have never thought I would be going to a private college to get my degree in business management. But what I didn't recognize was that the lack of opportunities that was around me. It wasn't the fact that Little Arkansas was bad. More than anything, the access was very limited. I had limited access, but I didn't recognize that was a weakness. When you recognize your weakness, you start to work on it so it can become a strength. Every time you're working on yourself, you're improving. Every time you're learning, you're discovering. Every time you are trying, you are learning to fail. But as you're failing, You're gaining the knowledge to understand that you're doing something right. The biggest thing, I read this book, it was called Mindset. Mindset something. It was talking about how, like, a lot of people are afraid of failure. Teens, adults, doesn't matter who you are. A lot of people are afraid of failure. And it was so confusing to me. So I'm like, well, why are people afraid of failure? Well, they're afraid of failure because they're afraid to embarrass themselves. There's a book called Grit that I'm reading as well. And it explained that some people have talent and some people have grit. It doesn't matter if you're talented, if you're not willing to put the work in. If you don't put the work to match your talent, then you're a talented person. If you put the work in to build the talent, to gain the skills, to gain the experience, to gain the lessons, you will eventually pass the person who's just naturally talented. In the book, she explains that a lot of people just give up so easily. Whereas for the ones that who push through are the ones who has grit. When you identify your weakness, do everything in your power to make sure that your weakness doesn't bring you down. It doesn't matter if you don't have the money. It doesn't matter if you don't have the education. It doesn't matter if you don't have the experience. Don't let the unknown stop you from gaining the lessons, because as you're gaining the lessons, you're learning to fail. As you're learning to fail, you're trying. As you're learning to fail, you're learning to turn that failure into knowledge. The last thing I want to cover, last thing I want to speak about, hold on. Last thing I want to speak about are threats. Was it threats? Hold on. Last thing I want to speak about was opportunities. Okay. And then if you stick around, there'll be a bonus about threats. If you stick around. And if you stick around, but you got to stick around and hit that subscribe and follow button to watch and learn more. So let me go ahead and go to it right quick. So this right here is opportunities. So opportunities comes in various ways, various forms, right? And oh, I didn't even share my screen. I give you a prime example. I recently had a sit down, or I think it was like a one-on-one meeting. No, I give another example. I had a sales call. I had a call with the person who was interested in getting on the Phase Knowledge podcast. And shout out to Tony. He's a former Marine. Shout out, hoorah, Sipper Fi. And as we was communicating, I was like, all right, cool. In my mind, I'm going to offer this package, right? I'm learning how to sell. I'm learning how to communicate. I'm learning how to show. I'm learning how to present. And so we go through the process, go through the presentation, we communicate, and I show him the price. And he proceeded to say, well, what comes with that price? It's not the fact that it was something wrong with the price, but it's more so that I don't understand why I'm paying this much if you don't have the following or the credibility for that. And then I was like, huh, good point. And I asked questions for feedback. So once the sales was over, I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just ask feedback. Okay, what price would you have said yes to? Or what? I'm gaining feedback. I'm asking questions. And what I recognize is that an opportunity came from the unknown. Let me share my screen again. The opportunity came from the unknown. And what that means is that I wasn't expecting to learn the lessons that I was looking for, but in reality, it helped me understand why it wasn't a sale, or why I didn't make, I didn't close the deal. I think that's the terminology. It's because the opportunity that I was looking for was the wrong opportunity. I give you a prime example. It was the wrong example. I'm going to put opportunity. It was the wrong one because my numbers didn't match the offer. Like, in other words, my numbers are not that high. My numbers are not, my numbers, I'm saying, my following, my engagement, my interaction with my audience is not that much as of now, as of now. And what I didn't recognize is that you have to have the numbers or the audience, the interaction, the engagement to match what you are looking to charge. But it helped me identify the opportunity. The opportunity there was to gain the feedback. Okay, why didn't it work? Why did it not work? Okay, how can it be better? What do I need to change? What can be improved? I'm asking questions. The opportunity came from me gaining feedback on the spot. As I'm asking questions, I'm gaining a better understanding. As I'm asking questions, I'm starting to understand. As I'm asking questions, opportunity got presented. But it got presented in a way where I wasn't expecting. And it helped me identify how to be a better presenter, how to engage what they are looking for, or to ask more questions. The unknown was not there before the call, but during the call, the unknown got discovered. You have to be okay with going through the process and letting the process teach you the lesson. It's not because of failure that I didn't understand. It's because I didn't have the knowledge to position what I was trying to sell in a way where who I was speaking with can see the value behind it. I did a horrible job behind it, and the feedback led me with the opportunity to really look back at the conversation. What went right, what went wrong, what needs to improve. When you see your opportunity, you learn if it's the right opportunity that you are approaching. And what I discovered that I said, oh, let me build my numbers up. Let me build my following up. Let me build first. And then for the numbers or for the price that I'm looking to charge in the future, I can do that because I have the following, the engagement to represent the value that I'm presenting. The opportunity in podcasting is to understand your audience. Just because you understand your audience, you have to really grow it in a way where people can see the value of it before they even start to work with you. And I was like, oh, got it. But the lesson was unknown. You can't know everything. Excuse me. My wife began upset because, like, she say I don't plan ahead. And I plan ahead to an extent. Okay. It's not, I don't have all the details, but I know what's going to be taking place. And I know mishaps is going to happen. Like, things are just going to naturally happen. But I'm okay with that. But my wife, she's not okay with that. Nonetheless, I learned how to plan how she would like for me to plan. But it's understanding that the opportunity gets presented differently when you start to see the information in a new lens. So the opportunity, let me make sure we're on the right page. The opportunity changes with knowledge and experience. Knowledge and experience. And lastly, I want to cover our threats. So if you stay to the end, make sure you hit that follow. Make sure you hit that subscribe because we're talking about threats. What are threats and why does it matter? Threats. I'm going to put it in simple words, okay? I'm going to put in a two-syllable word. Everybody. And by everybody, I'm saying every social media platform, every influencer, every podcaster, every movie. When people are looking to be around people who understands them, it's going to take a long time for them to find you. And what I discovered recently was like, oh, that made sense. It's not the fact that people can't find me. I just have to be extremely patient. And when I say everybody, I'm saying anyone that's looking to produce podcasts, create content, make movies, make films. Like, there's only so much that a person can do. In addition to that, when you understand your competitive advantage, it's going to be a slow grind, okay? It's going to be a slow process. But you're slowly building your community. I-T-Y, you're slowly building your community. You're slowly building your community, and your threat, another threat, is being patient. My biggest challenge that I wanted to, hit the goal of when I first started half a decade ago, I wanted to become a millionaire within a month time frame. I started in August of 2020, and by September of 2020, I wanted to be a millionaire. But I didn't know that understanding how to do that takes time. I'm still not that. I'm still not a millionaire. Nonetheless, I'm becoming more patient. I'm becoming more clear. I'm becoming more focused. My threats are not going to stop me. They're going to help me create opportunities so that way my weaknesses can turn into my strengths. You can only position yourself differently if you understand the advantage that you are creating for your podcast. I started to understand that I'm not like any other podcast because failure is knowledge. You can only gain the knowledge if you're willing to fail. You can gain the knowledge if you're willing to experiment. You can gain the knowledge if you're willing to try. But you have to try first before you gain the knowledge. So your strength is understanding that you are different from other people. Your strength would make you different. Your strength would give you the competitive advantage. Your strength will build an audience around you. Your weakness is not just a weakness. It is something that you can improve on. Don't let your weaknesses stop you from growing. Let it encourage you to say, I'm working towards this. And as you're working towards this, opportunities start to be developed. Because as it's developing, you're constantly learning, showing up, and discovering your business. In addition to that, lastly, I think threats was like, don't let threats stop you from succeeding because your competitive advantage will keep you thriving. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that follow button. Make sure you hit that subscribe. Let me know your biggest takeaway on how to create a competitive advantage in a podcast and with how to create a competitive advantage for your podcast. So that way your audience can start to learn more about who you are. So I appreciate y'all. If y'all haven't yet, make sure you hit that follow and subscribe. And I'll see y'all next time on how to grow a business for your podcast and really influence and grow business for your podcast. So that way you can not only have a podcast, but you can have a business behind your podcast. That was good.